Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Guys, before we get started, consider using our Amazon links. This supports the podcast. They're linked through TalkingMetal.com. A PayPal donation is always appreciated. You can do that on TalkingMetal.com. Write a review for us on iTunes. Or simply call and leave me a message. Let me know you're listening. I'd really appreciate that. I want to hear from you guys. Please leave me a message. Okay, here we go. More Rock Carnival coverage. Hey, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel. So glad you can join me. We are continuing our Rock Carnival coverage. The Rock Carnival happened in New Jersey, September 30th through October 2nd. Three rainy, wet days in New Jersey and Lakewood, New Jersey, in a minor league baseball stadium is where the Rock Carnival took place. And we got a lot of great interviews between Mitch, myself, and my wife, Emily. I really cleaned up. This is, I believe, the fourth episode. And it is going to, when I say the fourth episode, I mean the fourth episode of probably six or seven Rock Carnival episodes that include interviews that Mitch LaFon, Emily Striegel, and Mark Striegel, that's me, did at this Rock Carnival. So let's get into this. What an honor Punky Meadows of the legendary band Angel. And coincidentally, he has teamed up with Chandler Mogul. I don't know if you guys remember him. He did two Talking Metal jams with us. I think he did some backing vocals on one Kiss song that we did, and then he did lead vocals on a Priest song, Breaking the Law. We also did an interview with him in John's apartment, which I believe is up on YouTube. So yeah, great guy, and so happy to see him on stage with Punky Meadows. You know, I had read that he was doing work with Punky Meadows, but I kind of forgot until I was there in the photo pit taking pictures of their performance in the rain there in at the Rock Carnival in New Jersey. And he saw me and waved to me, and we kind of exchanged pleasantries while he was up there on stage simply by kind of nodding at one another. But he did a great job, man. And Punky Meadows, his playing sounded just great. He, of course, did some of the Angel classics and also did some new stuff off his new record, which he is going to tell us about. Fallen Angel is the name of the record. So stay tuned for that. Another thing we talk about in the interview is Neil Bogart. Now, just to set this up, Neil Bogart was really the one of a couple big guys, you know, behind bands like Kiss and the Village People and Donna Summer. He's the one who like broke those bands. And he also was the guy behind Angel, because Angel was on Kiss's label, Casablanca, the same label as Kiss and the Village People for that matter. Really big label back in the 70s. Now, my personal experience with Angel was I didn't really know them when I was a youngster listening to Kiss back in the 70s. But when it, you know, I got a little bit older and I was a teenager, some of my friends were like, oh, Angel, they were a band that were signed to Casablanca. You know, they wore all white, unlike Kiss that wore all the darker colors. They were kind of supposed to be the, somebody told me this, who knows if it's true, the light to Kiss's dark, you know, on Casablanca. And, you know, after Angel was long gone at this point, I would say in the mid to late 80s, I discovered them through a friend of mine. Actually, when I was at Berkeley studying music, he introduced me to them. And I just fell in love with them. I thought their music was so great. And one song that I think really stands out, they have so many good songs, but one song that I just think is absolutely a masterpiece is a song called Tower. And believe it or not, Punky played this song at the Rock Carnival, this classic Angel song from 1975. So let's get into that right now. This is Tower by Angel featuring Punky Meadows on lead guitar, and it'll be followed by my interview with Punky Meadows of Angel.
We'll be right back. This is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we're here at the Rock Carnival with legendary guitarist Punky Meadows from Angel fame. Great set today at the Rock Carnival.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad you dug it, man. Cool.
It's great. The new songs are sounding great. It's always great to hear the Angel classics. Let's talk about the band, the vocalist, Chandler. Great pipes on this guy. Where'd you find him?
He's a great singer. Well, we auditioned a bunch of singers, and Danny and I, pretty much Danny, looked for a bunch of singers. We had a bunch of singers who send us their tapes and that sort of thing. But we heard Chandler, and Chandler had a look, and then Chandler actually went in and sung two songs, Straight Shooter and Price You Pay. And when we heard that, we thought, yeah, this cat's good. He's got the pipes. We weren't really sure at first, but yeah, he's a great, great singer. And he can sing anything. That's what's so good about him.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very impressed by him. Who else rounds out the band?
Well, Danny Fairway and Yellow right there over there, my partner in crime. You know, we write all the songs together. We produced it together, arranged it, did all the artwork and everything together. So that's Danny over there. So, and then we had Charlie Calve on keyboards, great keyboard player. We got him because he said he knew all the Angel songs. So it was this no-brainer. And then Felix Robinson played bass on the record from Angel.
Right.
But he's got some medical issues right now, so we've had a few different bass players sitting in. Keith Roth set in today. And then we have Bobby Pentella from Monster Magnet as well, and plays drums.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, it's a great band. I mean, they're a good band, so you can't beat it.
And tell us about the new record.
New record, Punky Meadows Fallen Angel, is it's a great record. I don't mean to brag, but it really is a good record. It's an album that's full of really good songs that you can sing along with, yet it still kicks ass. It's, you know, kind of poppy, but it's still heavy pop, you know, not the kind of stuff we dig, Danny and I dig. It's melodic. You can sing along with it. I'm not a big heavy metal fan, you know. I don't like all the guitar players 100 miles an hour. It's like
Sure. Manual
dexterity. That's all kind of what it is for me. But yeah, they're really great songs, and so it's a great album because it kicks. It's been getting rave reviews all over the world, too. And chicks like it too, so that's cool.
Important.
And that's because they're good songs. It's like I was saying earlier, you know, I like David Cassidy and ABBA, but I play Led Zeppelin all the time too. And I mean, love the Raspberries.
Sure.
So I love all that stuff. So you kind of combine it all together, and you get the best of both worlds from me.
I want to ask you: you rather recently, got together with all the original Angel members for the first time in what, like 30 some years? What was that like?
Well, actually, I had seen Frank and Barry about, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, I think, something like that. I hadn't seen Greg in that long period of time, though. But it was fun. It was a little emotional, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Because, we all got together, and it was just like old times, you know what I mean? We all were happy to see each other, and just kind of like right where we left off, you know? And so we did an interview with Eddie Trunk,
right.
And that was fun. And, it was great, you know? And there was some talk about putting the band back together, just as a one reunion show, maybe somewhere like the Hard Rock or something like that. But I said we would never do Angel again unless somebody bankrolled it and put a bunch of money into it, because Angel has to be done right, you know what I mean? It was a theatrical band. I wouldn't want to just put a pair of white pants on and go out there and play some Angel songs. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to tarnish the past of Angel. I would rather leave it in his glory day than just do that. So if somebody wants to bankroll, they said there's interest in it, and maybe put us in the Hard Rock out there in Las Vegas for 1 or 2 days, and that's it, play it, set,
right,
make it cool, and have people fly in to see it. And
I'll fly in.
Then it's over.
Yeah.
Never again. So that could be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, just going back to Neil Bogart has become such a legendary figure in the history of rock music. Any memories of Neil that you could share?
Oh, Neil was great. I mean, you know, the story about Neil Bogart is that we were shopping a record deal in L.A. and Kiss came down, Gene and Paul Anise came down to see us play at a little nightclub in D.C. before we got signed in L.A. anyway, and they loved the band. And so our manager said to Neil Bogart, he said, "Hey, you know, I have this band called Angel. We're shopping a deal. You ought to come and audition for you and check them out." He said, "By the way, Gene Simmons loves the band." So Neil says, "I'll tell you what. Let me call Gene. They're playing at the Anaheim Stadium in a couple of weeks. The Angel can open up and I can see them there, right?" So he calls Gene, and then he calls back and he says, "Listen, I'll sign the band sight unseen, because Gene Simmons says under no circumstances will Angel ever open for Kiss." So that was, but we actually played for him, though, and it was cool. So, and Newberg was just a great guy. I mean, when he believed in you, I mean, he believed in us 100%. And it was just like that show Vinyl, that kind of thing. The first company they had was a house in Hollywood Hills. One room was, you know, marketing, and one room was, you know, whatever, in bedrooms, you know what I mean? It was cool, and just great guys. They had, we were smoking pot, and we were doing deals and shit like that. Listen to the album, play by smoke pot, and get high. And he loved it, so it was cool. We loved Neil. Unfortunately, he got the axe, you know, for misappropriation of funds or something like that later on. And once that happened, Casablanca kind of died and fell apart.
Right.
Right. And that's kind of when Angel splintered and broke up, because we were still on a contract to Casablanca. Yeah, Neil wasn't there, and it was just not the same company, and so that's how that turned out. But Neil was a great guy.
Cool. So what is the plan? Are you guys doing a tour? What's up with
the tour now for next year? I mean, that's right around the corner, you know, in January. So we're starting to do some tours right now. So we can't wait to get there and play them, dying to play. You know, I want to do our full set, though, not this little 30-minute set that we have to do and, you know, try to knock the dick in the dirt real quick, you know.
It was a shorter set today, but you did manage to squeeze in some Angel classics. So when you do go on tour, I imagine you're going to get the new material, but also classic stuff.
Yeah, we take one song from each Angel album and do that. So, you know, because the kids want to hear that. I mean, the fans want to hear that. I mean, the Angel stuff, you know. So, and plus, we love playing. It's fun to play, you know.
When you guys did The Tower, you closed the show with The Tower. My hairs went up in my arm. Great stuff.
Yeah, that was our very first song that we wrote together up in this little loft upstairs in this nightclub. And the one that opened the first album up, too, man. And that was our masterpiece, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, thanks so much for your time. It's an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Heard was the title track off of Punky Meadows' album Fallen Angel. It's an instrumental and some great guitar playing on that. I want to get into some more music off his new solo record Fallen Angel, which features our friend Chandler Mogul on vocals, because that song right there did not have Chandler. It was an instrumental, so stay tuned for that. And a big thanks to Punky Meadows for joining us here on Talking Metal. It's always an honor and very cool when we get to have somebody just of such legendary status and who's had such a history. And I do think Angel was one of those bands that almost became more known after they broke up, you know, and more respected. If you don't know Angel, definitely go back and check out some of their stuff. So that'll do it. Again, that interview with Punky was recorded at the Rock Carnival on October 1st. So we got more Rock Carnival coverage coming to you. I hope you have been enjoying it. Jackal did a great set there. Overkill. Wow, what an amazing set by Overkill. Of course, Punky Meadows did a great set. And Monster Magnet, I thought, were just awesome. Twisted Sister played, Alice Cooper, Ace Frehley. A lot of great acts. So without further ado, let's get into some new Punky Meadows music. Go buy this, guys. Go buy it on Amazon or iTunes. Use the Talking Metal Amazon links to go buy it. And you know what else you can do is leave me a message. Let me know what you think of the episodes. We have our hotline listed in today's show notes. Pick up the phone, leave me a message, and I will play it on the podcast and respond. Let me know what you want to hear. Tell me about the song you want to hear. Do anything you want, any message at all. It will get played on the Talking Metal podcast, positive or negative. Okay, thanks, guys. And a big thanks to Punky Meadows for joining us on this episode of Talking Metal, a little new Punky Meadows music to take us out here. This one is called The Price You Pay, featuring Chandler Mogul on vocals.
Call out all the troops tonight. All for you, we light up the stage. You're out on the loose tonight, but you choose to stay like the chains. What was your name? And what is the game you play? What was your name?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.